Ready to unwrap a surprise from Consumer Cellular? Experience the gift of freedom with no contract, no hidden fees, and always free activation. Here comes the holiday surprise. From now till December 31st, new customers can enjoy their second month for free. To get this holiday offer, visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM and use promo code PODCAST. Act before December 31st to get your second month on us. Use promo code PODCAST.
Hello, 80s Rewinders. I'm Rob, the face of Radio Burgess, and this is the 80s Rewind Show podcast. Welcome along to today's show. So normally I'm sitting in a room on my own with a computer, talking to guests or working on material. But this time I got to go out in the field and walk around with a microphone. It's nice to get out and about, even if it was in a dark warehouse. I went to see my friend Jason McQuaid that owns nerdhorror.com, and they specialise in selling 80s horror movie memorabilia and merchandise. Anyway, I'm going to say no more. I'm going to let Jason tell you the rest.
Cue the music.
Here we go!
Hey, I'm Jack Hughes from Wang Chung.
Hey everybody, this is Ivan from Men Without Hats.
Hello everybody, this is Francis Dunry from It Bites.
Hi everyone, this is Andy from Modern Romance.
Hi everyone, this is Charlene.
Hi, this is Dennis Seaton from Music EU.
Hi, I'm Nick Haywood.
Hi, this is Kevin from Fiction Factory.
And you're listening to the 80s Rewind Show podcast.
If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode.
It's time to bring you yet another amazing episode. And now, welcome your host,
Rob, the face for Radio Burgess.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, my 80s Rewinders. Now, don't forget, if you want to get me, you can get me at the80srewindshow@gmail.com. That's the80srewindshow@gmail.com. Links in the show notes if you would like to send me a message. And I've got one from Amelia, and she says, can you say happy birthday for me because it's my birthday? So, of course I can. Happy birthday, Amelia. I wish you all the best for your birthday. I don't really get birthday shout-outs. That's quite nice, isn't it? So there you go. Happy birthday to you. So just like Amelia, you get me at the80srewindshow@gmail.com. If not, find me on Facebook and Instagram. Everywhere you go, you can find me. I'm looking into video at the minute, so because soon we're going to have some videos on the YouTube channel and you get to see me actually speaking to the artists. So I'm working on that now, and that'll be released really soon. I'm super excited about that for you, because sometimes it's great, isn't it, just to pop a video on. Although I am the face of radio, so you're going to have to look at my face. But never mind, you can't have it all. But yet again, thank you for subscribing and telling your friends about the show. It really means a lot, and it means the show is growing. And I can see all around the world it's starting to get bigger. So thank you so much for that. Anyway, that's enough of me. Let's get on with the show. So it's a cold January evening, and I'm standing in a warehouse from the outside, which would look like it's from an 80s slasher horror movie. It's in a dark alley. I went for my friend Jason McQuaid, who owns nerdhorror.com. He sells online books, comics, toys, and models. And, here he comes now. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hello.
It's been a while. Jason's an old friend of mine. We're school friends. We go back too many years. Actually, from the 80s is about right, isn't it?
Yeah, 86.
Wow, I've known him that long. If we can go into your office, and we'll start there if that's okay.
Absolutely. Hope you're not scared of clowns.
Wow, that is amazing. So I've just walked into Jason's office, and is it 6 foot?
6 foot, yeah. Might be a little bit more.
Which is life-size, just absolutely staring at me. That's really freaky. How can you work with that here?
Easy. I used to work with you.
That's amazing. So can you buy that? Are you actually selling that model online?
That one, no. That's mine.
Okay, that's an office trinket.
It's the night security. Break in here. See that? You're not leaving. But I can get them.
You can get them. So what if you were to get that, how much would that set you back?
That one, about 1,500.
That's crazy. So for anyone that wants to know, it's like 6 foot. It's it from the new movies, not the old ones.
2017. So Bill Skarsgård.
That's it, yeah. And it's
probably pronounced completely wrong.
But it's actually really quite menacing. It's got like a scary face. Until you move to the side of it, it actually doesn't look at you anymore.
if you broke in, there's a strobe light behind it as well. Pitch black, strobe light, smoke machine, that looking at you.
That's amazing. And we're in the office now, and there's loads of stuff around. Honestly, this is like a grown man's toy shop. It's incredible. We've got a Spike from Gremlins there with his coat on flashing. You've got some critters down there. Is that a critter, that one?
Critter and the Gremlins, the Mogwais.
That is fascinating. And they're really detailed models as well. They're absolutely amazing. And what's this thing with the hand and the fingers?
Do you remember Reanimator?
I do, yeah.
That's the thing he made out of fingers and that to test his serum.
Honestly, folks, we are in a warehouse. We're not actually taking drugs and sitting indoors. This is actually a warehouse. It's amazing to sit and see this stuff. Is incredible. And then
drug-free.
Absolutely drug-free. And what's this on the door? You've got a Harning Carbonite. That is fantastic.
It is. It had to be done. I weren't allowed one at home, so when I had an office, had to buy it.
That's fantastic. And do you sell that one?
No, that was an eBay thing, sort of custom-made. But I can get a sideshow version, but you need about £8,000. Hence why I haven't got one here.
So far, all the stuff in your shop you don't sell, you're keeping.
We're in the office. This is my man cave.
That's fair enough. And on the floor, we've got some Chucky's down here. And what's Chucky's girlfriend called? I can't remember.
Tiffany and the son, Glenn, stroke Glenda.
Wow. And then we've got various gremlins down there. And then the thing from Ghouls 2.
Ghoulies 2, yep. Fish and cat.
Are they selling or are you keeping them?
No, we sell them at about 220 each.
We found something he's selling at last.
But those two there are mine.
Okay. And we've got Captain America's shield. It's just already you've just walked into the office and there's so much stuff to try and take in, like to look at. There's just stuff everywhere. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, let's go into your main warehouse. So I've seen pictures of this online and I'm really excited to see this. This is amazing. So let's go through. Is it this way?
Yeah, keep walking this way, mate.
Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. So, imagine a warehouse with racks and racks and racks and just like toys and statues all over it from all sorts of genres and all sorts of films. We've got stuff from Gremlins. We've got the original Frankenstein from the 1930s, The Wolfman. We've got Aliens, Gremlins. We've got Nightmare on Elm Street. Wow, this is only the first couple of racks I've listed here as well. King Kong, the original King Kong. And then there's an Annabelle. Is it Annabelle?
Annabelle. From The Conjuring.
That is frightening. Yet again, you walk into another room and get scared. What is the motif here?
Nerdhorror.com, mate. It's horror.
That's absolutely true.
Scared, drop your wallet and leg it.
So we've got stuff from Gremlins, It, The Thing, all these statues as well. This is amazing. And there's some Ghostbusters stuff as well. Puppet Master, more 80s stuff there, Friday the 13th and Aliens. What is it about these toys you think that people like? Why do they want to collect them?
It just reminds us of our childhood. Men don't grow up. It's a fact. Our toys just get better.
That's so true. And what about like selling? What would be your best seller if it was a horror range? What was one do people mainly go for?
It varies a lot by time of year, but Friday the 13th is always big.
And do you sell more on Friday the 13th pretty much?
Generally, yeah.
You do? It is pretty much a genre-based thing, yeah.
It's basically wherever the new release is ultimately, but Halloween, obviously, Myers sells well. Any Friday the 13th, which is when we actually opened Nerd Horror. So Nerd Horror, Jason opens a shop.
I love that. So many genres in the way.
13th, Jason opens a shop even.
So many genres rolled into one. That's fantastic. And what about when new films come out? Is there actual rush to get product or are people not really bothered anymore?
No, still a lot of collecting stuff. It depends a lot on the film. Like Star Wars and that, you always get a rush on that because it's Star Wars. Even the not-so-good films, people went crazy as soon as the merch hit. But with this sort of stuff, the Michael Myers didn't actually come out till 8 months after the film released.
Right.
But the pre-orders were up on when the film came out, and people went mental for it.
And are you finding that they're mainly going for, like, so you say Michael Myers there. Is it old Michael Myers or new Michael Myers that people are going for? Are they going for the old-school version?
Bit of both. It's the original from 78. The licensing's quite strict on them, so NECA don't make that version. So it's Halloween 2 onwards.
So do you sell like original toys as in collector's toys as well, or is it all mainly new toys?
All new. It's the collector's market. I've dabbled with it. It's just too many cons.
Yeah.
Literally, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was watching online the other day. There is a huge market in fakes and frauds out there, isn't there?
The amount of fake Star Wars replica guns I've had that were sold as genuine. It's just saying I don't have the time to get involved in. I'd like to, but the money, time, I'd rather just do the horror stuff and the niche stuff. What makes me happy?
I mean, you can't argue with that, can you?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Let's see what else we got.
It makes me happy.
Let's see what else we got on the wall. We've got some Terminator 2. Oh, you can't beat Terminator 2. Do you think the Terminators were damaged by the newer films? Have you noticed there's been a drop-off on those?
Yeah, definitely. The stuff for the new films just did not sell. The originals, 1 and 2, we can sell them all day long when we get stock.
Yeah.
Those two are actually mine. We can't get any more at the moment.
You know, you're supposed to...
Customer.
You're supposed to sell in the shop, not keep it.
But there's plenty of other stuff to buy. It's all good.
And next to that, you've got a lot of Alien stuff here. And is Aliens the same thing where the newer films have actually dented the original sort of...
Not so much. I'll probably sell as much of the newer Aliens and like the offshoots from the games, the comics and that, as I would the stuff from the original films.
Oh, really? So there's still quite a big market for that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, Alien and Aliens will always be the best.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the top there, you've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, there was a massive market for the Turtles. Is that still the same today?
It's dying off a little at the moment. There's just too many characters that have been bought out now. Mm. And if I'm honest, I don't even know who half these ones are. The film, like the 1990 film and that, sells out every time we get them.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, you know, the newer films didn't hit home very well, did they? Didn't strike a chord with people?
No. And I don't know about there's another one coming soon, which the figures I've seen pictures of, I know people are going to go mental for them, but yeah, 1990 is still way better.
I can't disagree with that. I know it's not an 80s show, but you're right, the 90s one is much better than that.
It was literally 1990, which means... It was started made in 1989, ready for 1990. It's in the 80s.
That's real, mate. Backing me up. You see that? you've got some Predator there. Predator's fantastic. You can't go wrong with Predator as well. I mean, the later films, yet again, it seems to be the whole last three Rex. The later films have damaged some of the earlier ones. Predator and Predator 2, very, very good as well.
From Predators, Alien vs. Predator, actually did sell really well.
It did.
But obviously, the Predator 2 is just crazy because they're bringing out every one of the Lost Tribe of the Predators. Wow. There's a lot. That's what's in all them brown boxes in the office as well. It's all the latest releases.
Interestingly, you've got a figure here for Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Looking at this toy set, you've got the kid with the skull, the lady. It's a girl, isn't it, with the green witch head and then the pumpkin head and a little telly with a dun 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 dun.
That was brilliant. But if you watch the new films, Halloween Kills, all them masks actually feature in it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so one of the little sort of Easter eggs in it.
It's great. What did you think of the film itself? Did you enjoy that film?
The 2018 Halloween I liked. Halloween Kills was just relendless action. It was good. Halloween Ends, I get why some people don't like it, but I enjoyed it.
And what about Halloween 3 itself, the film? Because it's an offshoot film. Did you enjoy that one?
Loved it.
You did.
Absolutely loved it.
It's just a bit of a weird concept of masks that could kill people, isn't it?
Yeah. And I have some of them in the office.
No way.
Show you when we go back that way.
Now we're on to Back to the Future as well. I mean, Back to the Future is fantastic. They were talking about remaking it again recently, which is just such a bad idea. Like, they're talking about remaking Naked Gun as well, weren't they? It's really, really bad. And how do your figures do for Back to the Future? They sell well.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Sell all day long.
I think with the musical that's come out as well, it's definitely raised up the bar, isn't it?
It's helped, yes. Anything brings it back in, because then everyone goes back to the original. So even like with the Predators, you know, as soon as people went, oh, Predators was crap, let's go watch the originals. So it brings it all back to the original two or three films anyway. So it's always a good thing ultimately.
Do you have like a pre-favourite figure? Is it sort of that you sell more Doc Browns or more Martys?
Pretty equal overall, but so my Doc probably edges it just a little.
Yeah, I think he's the one, isn't he?
But there's like three versions of each one at the moment and more coming, so.
Fantastic. And then on the shelf there on the top, you've got Adam's Family, Fester and it. Obviously, Adam's Family is now really in vogue due to the Wednesday TV series.
Yeah. And we've got the Living Dead doll coming of Wednesday in November-ish, subject to change, obviously, with our crazy world. And we couldn't get enough of them.
And have you noticed things like with Netflix releasing Wednesday, like sales just shooting through the roof of that particular item?
Yeah, massive. Absolutely massive. Yeah. I honestly didn't think it was going to sell as well. When I placed my orders, we had a week to place our orders. And the second week, I was begging my sales agent if I could have more. Which luckily he was able to do for me.
It's funny though, isn't it? Just one TV show and then all of a sudden you're just selling. And it's such a random program to make Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But it was really good.
Yeah.
I went in, didn't, I didn't think I was going to enjoy it, if I'm honest. And I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... It's one that I did the same. I thought I'd check it out and it was really good.
We grew up watching the original Monsters. We always end up going back to the original stuff, don't we? So
we do. Talking of that, we've got some It's in front of us from the Tim Curry It. How does he do nowadays? Does he sell well?
Yeah. He definitely outsells the 2017 film.
Oh, really? So he's actually more popular?
Yeah. But again, it's our age group who grew up with the Tim Curry version.
Yeah.
Who are buying it all.
So have you noticed it's sort of mainly older males that are buying the stock?
Yeah, absolutely. If I look on my analytics, it'll be males between 30 and 50 is the main. We get a lot of younger ones, but yeah, it's the 30 to 50 group is the main of it. We're reliving our childhood now. We've got money.
You know? Sort of got money, yeah.
Well, we're using our plastic to invest in plastic.
I like that. That's great.
you can have that one.
And then Warhammer. Now, Warhammer is something I'm not actually familiar with. You've got a lot of figures of Warhammer. What is Warhammer?
It was a miniature-based game. Still going really strong now. I got into it. Remember when we went Mersey Island?
I do, yeah.
We've done the day trip out to Colchester Castle, and there was a little miniature shop there. So, yeah, I was, what were we, 13 then?
Probably, yeah.
I'm feeling old again. This is not good. Stop making me feel old. but yeah, I bought some then, and I was actually collecting and painting them for 15 years. And then 2 years ago, McFarlane started making figures that are now good for people of our age group with our eyesight and hand shapes to paint.
Would you recommend if people wanted to get into Warhammer, is that a good place to start buying those sort of toys?
Don't want to play the games. You just love the figures and you don't want to paint, buy the action figures. Absolutely. And there's another company, try not to snigger at the name, it's called Joy Toy, who make sort of about 12 centimetre scale figures. I haven't got any here at the moment, but we've got quite a lot inbound. Again, it's the same thing. If you don't want to spend time painting, you don't want to play the games, but you love Space Marines and all the other things, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
Bit pricey, but when you see them, they're worth every penny.
So when did you actually start this company?
About 5 years now.
And in that sort of 5 years, have you noticed the growth in this sales of these sort of things?
Absolutely. Obviously, there was a big spike during the COVID era because people stuck at home. So it's hard to really... This year's different, so you can't compare to the peak of the pandemic, but overall, the amount of products coming out all the time, it's definitely still a growth industry overall.
Are you ever worried it'll be a sort of overkill industry where they bring out too much stuff?
Yes. In some respects, DC, McFarlane make a really good range called DC Multiverse, but there is just so many figures every month. It's like, great. Another Batman, give us some bad guys, give us some this.
Yeah.
So there is a risk of that, which again, Star Wars is like 10 figures a month. And so there's always that risk.
I think as well as that, not having to go at DC, but the films haven't been too good lately as well.
Yeah, neither have the TV programs, funny enough. And I love the comics, but even they kind of lost their way a bit.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like it's all sort of suffering a bit, isn't it?
Absolutely. Which, interesting fact on that, where you're standing, we're literally half a mile from where they filmed Batman Begins.
Oh, no way.
Prison scene in Cold Asphalt.
Is that the bit right at the start where there's the fight?
Yeah. Well, there's several parts in the prison, and then the other parts of the prison were obviously sets and that, but yeah, the best Batman film to date.
Well, look at that. You actually like film history down the road as well. Yeah. And wow, I've just seen a game which, I mean, I wasn't a big game player when I was a kid, Hero Quest. I used to love Hero Quest.
Yeah, come back out a year ago. So you've got the original, like the full, basically is exactly like the original version.
Wow. So for people that never played it back in the day, you were a barbarian, you were a dwarf. What was the other one?
You know what? I've gone and forgot what the other two characters were now. I think one was a wizard and the other one was, female barbarian.
That's right. And you had to sort of walk across a fantasy. It's a bit like Conan the Barbarian in game form and that. And the other one I had was Lost Valley of the Dinosaurs. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And you had to build the lava and then the dinosaurs and you would try and knock all the dinosaurs out. And it's a bit like Indiana Jones meets Jurassic Park.
No, they should re-release that again. Yeah. anything retro's hot right now.
It is, yeah. I mean, Hero Quest, which I've just seen, as soon as I saw that on the shelf, I was like, wow, I remember playing it. And then definitely that one as well. That was absolutely fantastic.
It's gone really good because obviously Stranger Things kind of spurred on the big Dungeons & Dragons revival again. Not that Dungeons & Dragons really went away as such, but a lot of people were like, that's a bit complicated. So they jumped on Hero Quest because it's the rules are a lot simpler. So you can have a bit more fun with it and walk away from it without sort of constantly thinking of your next campaign. And it's been really good.
And on top of that, one of my all-time favourites, I had tons of He-Man figures. I mean, how's He-Man doing nowadays?
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
It really pleases me to hear you say that because I had so much He-Man stuff and I had it, but basically my mum put it in her loft and then when she moved, she forgot to bring it. So I had all the original Castle Grayskull, I had Snake Mountain, I had Grendel, I had all of them.
Yeah, they're pretty much all getting re-released.
And are they releasing them? They look very similar to when I was a kid, like you got Battle Action, He-Man and stuff. Are they pretty much re-releasing the original versions again?
Just modernised versions, yeah, more points of articulation, slightly better head sculpts. So like the He-Man himself, if you look at him, he's got different hair to the original. But they did last year do one with the original sort of plastic head.
That's fantastic.
Again, same with Skeletor. That's basically based on the original release we would have had as kids.
Yeah, so it's the blue one with not a lot of movement on it, with the sort of just about to wrestle pose, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've just made, there's a few more points. So the kids, if anyone who actually happens to play with them, are going to have a lot more things to do than we did with ours back in the day.
I remember our friend, mutual friend Garnet, we used to go around and we'd pretty much melt figures together. Do you remember?
Yeah. Looking back, we think how much money we destroyed.
That's so true.
Selling prices.
I remember he had a, it was an Emperor Star Wars figure that you got from Weetabix and you had to get X amount of tokens and order it. Yeah. And I remember we melted five of those together with matches because we were bored one day. I mean, that must be about 500 quid of a figures.
Possibly. I mean, if I were in mint condition, easily. You melted them.
It just hurts the brain. We were young and bored and had nothing to do. So.
And you literally went to the dark side with it.
I did, absolutely. We're going to go around another rack now. This is just amazing. It's just incredible to think my friend has this massive great big toy shop. This is absolutely mind-blowing. We've got some more He-Man. This is amazing. Wow. And I don't recognise that He-Man. Robot He-Man. I don't remember that one.
Roboto. He was... I think he appeared in one episode. So that was a different company. So these were all made by Mattel, who are the original makers of He-Man. They were done by Super 7, which is a big American brand that specialised in retro stuff. We'll see more of this stuff in a minute. Music-wise, I think a few you'll be very happy to see.
Fantastic. And you've got Orko, ever wonderful Orko. Gold Statue He-Man, I don't remember that one from back in the day.
Just one episode, I believe. I don't actually remember that one.
Wow.
And then Eldor, which was like one of the original characters predating He-Man. And so they've gone really niche.
Merman, I remember Merman. Sunman, is that a newer one?
Honestly, I don't remember him.
I don't remember
him. All I know is it's Masters of the Universe, it sells great, and it's a cool-looking figure.
They are really cool. I mean,
that collar's just a bit extreme for my liking.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a big like Batman cape that's bright yellow and poking out. I mean, but just to see all these figures like lined up in a row, it's just a beautiful sight to see. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I get to watch this all day long.
That's great. What I'll do is I'll put some pictures on the 80s Rewind Show podcast website so you can actually see what I'm seeing. You've got to see these figures. They're absolutely fantastic. There's some more He-Man down here. Absolutely brilliant. You got some Marvel figures. How does Marvel do? Is Marvel actually picking up nowadays?
It's very hit and miss, in all honesty. Obviously, the key figures, Iron Man and that, sell all day long, but some of them, Hasbro overmake it.
Is it like you were saying earlier?
I say that, but it's, you know, it's the truth. Some of it, they've just made too many of the niche characters and too many of that character, where so the market will get flooded and... So we're very picky what we stock now.
I mean, also, you got Fantastic Four there. And there wasn't, even in the 80s, there wasn't really a film, was there? And there was a 90s movie that was terrible. And then you've not actually had a good Fantastic Four movie yet.
No. I don't think it's possible. No. I hope they prove us wrong, but I don't think it's possible. But considering it was such a crap film, figures sell like crazy.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. I can't get my head around it.
I mean, even with He-Man, you had like a movie. It wasn't great, but you still had a movie.
Yeah. I like that movie. It was great.
I'm sorry.
I don't diss Dolph.
I'm sorry for people that I just think it's dreadful. I mean, that piano thing that they played, the key thing, that was just, that was awful. And then up the top, we've got probably one of my favorite 80s movies. This is Spinal Tap, is probably my top one. And Batman 89 will follow that. And then it has to be the original Ghostbusters. And you've got some Ghostbusters 2 stuff up there. I mean, Ghostbusters must do amazingly well.
Yes. I was outselling Star Wars with Ghostbusters stuff multiple times.
Is that because of the film that came out like recently as well?
That was before the film.
There's just such a market for Ghostbusters.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got to visit again in a couple of months when them other bits are here. I won't say more, but you will probably wet your
He knows me so well. And and I mean, how about the new film when the Afterlife came out? Did those figures match up to the original sales of the original Ghostbusters?
Close. Obviously, yeah, the main three guys always sold well from the new film and the old films. The kids, a little slower, but it's always the case. Yeah, although they were technically the main characters in the new franchise, for the product, they were kind of the B characters.
Right, I see. And then, Danny, you've got some of the musician Ghost. I mean, it's unusual to bring out a figure of a musician.
They have done loads of figures of Ghost. They sell like mental.
So I don't know much about him. I know he's a musician. Is he an actor? Does he make films as well?
I don't know, to be honest. I never really knew of Ghost. I knew of him, but never listened to him or anything. But he's like a satanic worshipping pope. And he's changed character a few times, like Papa Emeritus II. And I'm not going to say much more because someone who likes Ghosts is going to listen and go, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, that's fair enough. And then on the shelf here, we've got some amazing figures from the film They Live from John Carpenter. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, what a great movie that is, and apt today.
It still stands up to this day.
I love it. It doesn't have the longest fight scene ever recorded. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's the bit with the glasses when they're looking at the billboards and that. It is just a Simpsons foreshadowing of the current world.
Consumed by, which is obviously what you want in this shop. So yeah.
Will be some of them signs going up on the wall. I just haven't had them printed yet.
You need to do them. So if someone puts on like, you know, in the old days, you had the glasses with the green and the red.
That would be cool.
So when they put them on a wall kit, it says buy a shop. And when you take off, it says like horrornerd.com, whatever.
Nerdhorror.com.
That.
You'll get it right by the end.
I can't promise that.
I wouldn't expect you to.
And then we've got some figures from Halloween 2 as well, some It ones again, and Trick or Treat. And Halloween, wow, Ghostbusters, Ecto Goggles. I mean, this is like a kid in a candy shop stuff. This is absolutely fantastic. And we've got some Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff. We've got some Mars and Friday the 13th, a Castle Grayskull, Ghostbusters Blackout, a game. We've got some South Park stuff. We haven't spoken about RoboCop yet. How does RoboCop do?
Brilliant. As long as we don't talk about that remake that they did.
That was quite shocking, wasn't it?
It was. There's not many films I've actually stopped watching halfway through. That was one of them.
That's more than fair enough. House and a Thousand Corpses, that's a great film as well. But I know it's 90s, but it's great. Yeah.
There's some more figures coming from that I think you will love when they come in.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. I mean, thanks for inviting me here today. This has been absolutely amazing. You've got some amazing stuff. If people want to find out about the shop and where to get stuff, where do they look?
Go to nerdhorror.com.
Nerdhorror.com. And also, I got it right then. And also, I'll put some links.
You got it.
Also, I'll put some links underneath the show so people can find it on there as well.
Saying about music figures.
Oh, okay.
It's got to bring back some memories.
Iron Maiden toys, The Trooper, fantastic. So that's from the album covers, is it?
Yeah. They've done a whole wave of all the different album cover versions of Eddie.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. It's, well, you know me, I'm a big Iron Maiden fan. So when I saw them, they had to be stocked. They had to be.
But are you selling them? That's the question.
Yeah. It's good to see there's a lot of Maiden fans out there.
I honestly thought you'd keep it. Jason, thanks so much for having us here today. It's been amazing.
Oh, thank you for coming. Good to see you, and always good to talk about all the stock and someone who actually loves the stuff as much as we do.
I do. I get way too excited. Well, I'll put a link... I'll put a link on the show notes below this. So obviously all you got is click on it and you can see where you can get the addresses from. And he's holding up a Michael Myers mask. I'm worried he's going to put it on and turn the lights off and chase me around the warehouse. But yeah, thanks, Jay. It's been brilliant.
That's that one.
Oh, that's Freddy Krueger now. Thanks, Jay. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, will do. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it as much as I did making it. Don't forget to like and subscribe and tell all your friends about the show and spread the word about the 80s love, you beautiful 80s rewinders. And on the next episode, I'll be talking to Clark Datchula from Johnny H. Jazz about writing the song Shattered Dreams and his entire career. Join me there. I'll see you soon.
The show was produced, edited, and presented by Robbie.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll be right back.